Today's Mishnayos are Masechta Shviyos, Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey, and Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav. So the previous Mishnah, Perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet, discussed somebody that's cutting the branches off a tree on Shviyos. Mishnah talked about someone that was either Medel Bezesim, or he was Machlik Bezesim, and Chloik is B'shaim B'sil, exactly how he has to go about it. These next two Mishnayos that we are going to learn is going to continue with that theme, and it's going to discuss cutting branches off a tree on Shviyos itself. Now, obviously, we're discussing a person that's not trying to better his tree. He's not trying to be Mishabeach Hazilon. He's doing it because he wants the branches, which is why we're even having the conversation, which is why it might be okay. However, you have to be sensitive to the fact that at the end of the day, you are working inside your field. It certainly gives off the impression that maybe you're doing something to be Mishabeach a tree. And that's why we had a technical, nuanced discussion amongst the Tanam exactly how this would be okay. Zok to Mishnah. Hamafkia bezayis. If somebody wants to cut wood from his olive tree, he can, in certain circumstances. However, says the Mishnah, lo yichapeo ba'afar. After he cuts the branch off, he should not cover the point of the incision with afar. So apparently, the minhag was, if you cut a branch off an olive tree, you would cover the point of the incision with offer. But says the Mishnah, this is not something you're allowed to do. However, if you want to cover it with stones or with straw, that's something that's going to be okay. What's the pshat? Zok de Rav. The pshat is very posh. Because when the incision was covered with offer, it would actually be mishabeach the ilon. It would actually make the tree better. It would improve the tree on some level. Therefore, it's not something you're allowed to do. When it was covered with avonim and kash, the purpose wasn't to better the tree. The purpose was just to protect that area. But it was being shomer, not mishabech. Therefore, that's not something that's going to be okay. Says the Mishnah, we just said the halacha regarding someone that was cutting an olive tree. The same is true for hakoytzeitz kirei shikma. If someone's cutting beams off a sycamore tree, same halacha. You're not allowed to cover the point of the incision with dirt. But if you want to cover it with stones or with straw, that's something that's going to be okay. A related halacha. We just mentioned a sycamore tree related to Shviyos. Tell you another halacha about a sycamore tree related to Shviyos. You had to be there, but again, very important halachas. Ein koitzetzen besulas shikma b'shviyos. A person is not let to be koitzetz a besulas shikma. He's not let to be koitzetz a virgin sycamore tree on Shviyos. Bepnei she avoida. Because by doing that, what you're doing is avoida. So the significance of this halach is that you're not allowed to be koitzetz a brand new tree, a tree that was never cut before. That's the point. So if it was never cut before, you can't cut it on Shviyos. The first ketzitza can't be on Shviyos. The reason is because the first time that this tree was cut, it made a very, very material impact on the gidl of the tree, on the growth of the tree. That was too chashuv, and it doesn't matter why you're cutting it. The halach is that's not something that's ever going to be okay on Shviyos. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Rabbi Yehuda was mekel. He had a koyach that teir. He said, kidar gos, if you're going to cut it the way that the farmers used to cut it, that's true. That's not going to be okay. However, there is a way to do it. Elo, oimak bi asar tfachim. If you want to cut it, not all the way to the bottom, but you're going to leave the bottom 10 tfachim, you're going to cut it lemaila me'asar tfachim. Oi, if you're going to me'ala aretz, or you go all the way down to the ground, you cut a mamish to the ground, in those instances, it's going to be okay. So the only time it's us, it said Rabbi Yehuda, if it's going to be somewhere from a little above ground level up until 10 tfachim, in that area, it's going to be a problem. But if you're going to me'ala aretz, it's mamish on the bottom of the ground, or if you do lemaila me'asar tfachim, it's fine. And the reason is because that's not the derech. I mean, that's not the derech, that's not going to be a problem. Truth is, this machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim is discussed in the Gemara in Talmud Bavli, Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Pei. The Gemara discusses different nuances. There's a chilik between 3 tefachim until 10 tefachim. But the bottom line is Rabbi Yehuda, what we need is, if you do it kedarik, it's a problem. If you do it shaloi kedarik, it's not a problem. And Rabbi Yehuda gave us an example of what it means, shaloi kedarik. Mishnah Vav, same theme. Hamizanev begifonim. If somebody cuts the vines of a grapevine, or it's kanim, or if somebody cuts reeds, a kanim. Rabbi Yosef Lili, Rabbi Yosef Lili said, yarchik tefach. You can't cut it all the way down to the ground, but you have to leave one tefach in the root, and then you can cut. So as long as you leave a tefach on the bottom, then it's going to be okay. Rabbi Kiva says, no, koitzitz kedarka. There's no halacha that you have to be marchik tefach. You want to do it kedarka, you could do it kedarka. Not only that, Rabbi Kiva added to that. He said, meaning not only don't you have to be sensitive to how much of it you leave over, but even the keli that you're going to use, use to cut it, that's also something you could do kedarkoi. You could use bikardoim, oy bemagol, oy ubemegera, a saw, a sickle, right? All the different tools that the farmers used to use. You could do it ubechomashayir, you could use anything you want. According to Rabbi Yossi, you have to be very careful how you do it. According to Rabbi Akiva, no, you could do kedarkoi, don't worry about tefachim, and you don't have to worry about which keli you're going to use either. Another halacha, ilon shenifshach. If you have an ilon, a tree, with the tree itself cracked. So it's not good to have a cracked tree. So what did the farmer do when he had that? He would tie it together. So it says the Mishnah Koshen Ois of Shvias, you're allowed to tie it on Shvias. Meaning, you would think, it's Avidas Ilon, maybe you'd be Mishabeach the Ilon. The halachas, you could do it. However, here's the punchline, Lo Shiyala Elishala Yosef. You can't tie it in a way where you're going to improve and you're going to actually heal the tree. You could do it in a way where you're just going to prevent it from getting worse. So loy sheyala, not to make the sedakim come back together, because that is mishabeach the tree, and that's taka something you're not allowed to do on shriyas. So loy yosef, if you want to do it in a preventative way, that's something you'd be allowed to do.